AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Biden is ripping President Trump and his handling of the coronavirus. The AP Sagar Magani reports the focus is on getting kids back to school.
Mr. President, that's your job.
Biden says if the president had done his job, schools would have emergency funding to reopen safely, which Biden says he'd ensure if in office. Tomorrow, Biden will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is still reeling from protests after Jacob Blake's shooting.
We have to heal.
Biden says the officer who shot Blake should be charged, and citizens who protest violently should also face consequences. His sharpest comments, though, were aimed at the president, who visited Kenosha yesterday but never mentioned Blake nor racial tensions while siding with law enforcement.
This president keeps throwing gasoline in the fire every place he goes.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In North Carolina, President Trump talked about his trip to Kenosha.
We straightened out that mess. What a horrible situation. We sent in some incredible people, and within less than an hour, it was all over with.
In honoring veterans of the U.S. victory in Japan in World War II, the president took a swipe at Joe Biden when he mentioned one of the veterans, 97-year-old Woody Williams.
He's 100% sharp. I know a 78-year-old that's not so sharp.
The Congressional Budget Office says the federal budget deficit is projected to hit a record $3.3 trillion because of steps to fight the coronavirus. Stocks posted big gains today, the Dow up 454 points. In a cost-saving move, the NCAA will furlough its entire Indianapolis-based staff of about 600 employees for 3 to 8 weeks. Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne, an American soldier who helped rescue about 70 hostages in 2015, set to be executed by Islamic State militants in Iraq, has been approved to receive the Medal of Honor. This is AP News. Congressman Joe Kennedy III is the first member of the Kennedy family to lose a congressional race in Massachusetts, losing a Senate primary to Ed Markey.
Tufts University political science professor Jeffrey Berry says it's historic. One wonders if it's the end of the dynasty.
Here in Massachusetts, it's unlikely that there's a Kennedy that'll be running anytime soon. He has two adorable children, and, you know, maybe 40 years from now, they'll run.
But there are Kennedys elsewhere, including Jack Schlossberg, President Kennedy's grandson, who showed up at the Democratic National Convention with his mom, Caroline Kennedy.
He's drop-dead handsome, and he certainly would attract money and attention.
But Barry notes it takes more than that to win campaigns. I'm Julie Walker.
13 men and women are now on trial over the 2015 deadly attacks against the Charlie Hebdo satirical newspaper and a kosher supermarket in Paris. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.